Today's daf Masechet Shabbos, daf Pei Dalet, the Mishnah Amud Beis teaches a new halacha. Just as the other Mishnayos in this perek, the laws are not particular to Hilchos Shabbos, but halacha based on allusions from Psukim and Tanakh, Psukim throughout the Torah, Nevi'im, and Ksuvim. The Mishnah discusses a permitted scenario of planting a garden in a garden bed, it's called an aruga, with different types of seeds, an activity that could involve the Torah prohibition of kilaim, forbidden mixtures of different species of seeds. So if the garden bed is 6 by 6 tefachim, so hand breadths, so 5 seeds, the Mishnah says, may be planted in the 4 sides, the north, south, east, and western sides of the garden bed. Although, explain the commentaries, you have to leave a little corner that's not planted. That way there's a little space in between the lines of planted seeds, and you don't have an issue of mixing between these seeds, with the 5th seed in the middle. So this halacha is based on a pasuk from Yeshayahu Samech Aleph. Yeshayahu has a vision that just as the earth has growth emanating and a garden causes its seeds to grow, so the world will have tzedakah and tehillah, justice and praise to the Jewish people, explain the commentary, sprouting before all the nations. The pasuk says, from one garden, multiple seeds will grow. And the limud of the Gemara is totzi. The word totzi is singular. It will bring out. Samcha is also singular, will sprout. Zeru'ah is plural, minimum of 2. So that's 1, 2, 4. And then tatzmiach, also singular, you get to the number 5. That's the hint in this pasuk to the idea of multiple seeds coming out of one garden. The meaning of this nevuah is that the nations of the world will be inspired to be in awe of Hashem through the greatness of Am Yisrael. This is a blessing that Yeshayahu gives to Tzion, who compares herself to a bride. Tzion compares herself to a bride, and Hashem is compared to the Chatan, the groom. So this bracha is founded on the blessing. We bless a chasen and kala that they should be fruitful, should be peruvu, as that which grows from the ground. So here the bracha is Tzion, Yerushalayim, or Eretz Yisrael, different interpretations. The joy of Geula, the Simchas of Geula that will come with this imagery of the Chasen and Kala, should see in that future justice and praise. Now back to our Mishnah, discussing Halach and Kilaim from a Nevuah of Yeshayahu on the Geula. That on its own is remarkable. The Sefer Chinuch in Mitzvah 548, Taf Kuf Mem Ches, brings the mitzvah, lo sesei, not to plant forbidden mixtures in a vineyard. This is also known as Kilei HaKerem. The roots of this mitzvah, yes, the Chinuch always calls them Sharashei HaMitzvah. The roots fits very nicely for the mitzvah, lo sesei, of Kilaim, which is all about planting and roots. He actually develops this back in Mitzvah 244, Reish Mem Dalid, which is the prohibition of kilaim, a forbidden mixture with animals of different species. So we actually don't know the true author who of the Chinuch. So we say he writes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with a perfect design. Each species was commanded to make its quote unquote fruit for its species, and that species should not mix, so it doesn't take away from their perfection. Comes the Chinuch now and explains that one who planted wheat and barley and grape seed by Mapalas Yad in one fall of the hand in Eretz Yisrael will receive Malkus. If the person planted in Chutzarts outside of Israel is called the Malkus Marjus, lashes of rebellion. When it comes to Hana, when it comes to benefit, the benefit only becomes forbidden when they take root. So this is all relevant for a comment of Rashi on our Mishnah, explained for Shlomo Zalman Orbach in Micha Shlomo, Madur Tanyana Kuf Aleph Ozayin, that although these seeds will inevitably draw nourishment one from the other, once they are in the ground, the Torah was concerned for kilaim that are visible to the eye. And that's, but in the case in our Mishnah, they were planted permissibly. Therefore, this point of the Chinuch, that the Isser, the prohibition, kicks in upon planting, even though they haven't taken root, is critical. Because if we were to require Hashrasha, taking root, we would say the prohibition really doesn't occur until they sprout and everyone can visibly see. So one could just pull them out of the ground and exempt oneself. Comes the Torah and says, Maris Ayin, if people see you putting those mixed seeds in the ground, this is already a prohibition. How careful we must be in our public behavior. We are role modeling for others, a great opportunity and responsibility.